Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it's not often that I have a double bill, meaning two shows in a day, but such has been the challenges of this busy fall schedule on and off Broadway. For example, on Wednesday, I hit two of the most talked about productions, one a revival, one, well, actually big revived too, but let's start with the big and splashier one. That is August Wilson's The Piano Lesson. Now, this production stars Samuel Jackson. It's directed by his wife, LaTanya Richardson Jackson, and Danielle Brooks and John David Washington, who I don't think we have to describe as Denzel's son anymore. In fact, it might be time to turn that one upside down. Yes, this is a great cast, though it is Washington as the brother and nephew who arrives in Pittsburgh from the South in the mid-30s. He's all geared up to attain his dream of buying land and starting a new life. To do that, well, he has to sell the family piano for the money. And his sister Bernice says, no way. And for the next almost 3 hours, well, things get hot and complicated. It's a long show, and there is some surrealism, as in ghosts. Slavery is still haunting, wounding memories, and there's even some homemade music. The Piano Lesson is not universally loved, nor is his production, which does get a little strained by the end, but it gets your heart beating and never stops. Samuel Jackson is touching as the railroad worker. The train goes where it wants, not where you want. When Samuel Jackson says, you're going to look up and life will pass you by, well, that one brings tears. This cast is bringing in the audiences. It was full and by far the most diverse one I have seen of late. Then after a bite across the street, I saw the much shorter, barely 2 hours, no intermission, Cost of Living. Now, this one comes from the Manhattan Theater Club, written by the highly talented Martine Myok. It did play a few years back. In fact, it premiered at Williamstown, and Myok won a Pulitzer for it. Ironically, The Piano Lesson ends with talk of the Bible. Well, this one begins with it. This is a four-character piece about, well, it's about taking care of those we love or used to love or learn to love. And it's about loneliness. Roads are dark and America's long, says our first speaker from a depressing motel room. We rotate here between two couples, such as they are. There's a shower and a bath and a lot of profanity, mostly from the main female character, who is a double amputee from a horrendous accident. Race and class and some genuine surprises all enter in Cost of Living. In the end, I think we are left to wonder who is caring for whom, not to mention what would any of us do in such situations. Myok insists, by the way, that actual disabled actors portray the roles of the amputee and the young man with cerebral palsy. She has found some top-notch ones here. Cost of Living is only up until November 4th, I believe. And now for my third and arguably most discussed production. Over the weekend, I went to The Shed, which I guess we can now call off Broadway, though it is a lovely large theater space at Hudson Yards. The draw here is the great British actor Ralph Fiennes, portraying one of New York's most controversial figures in history, master builder Robert Moses. This is a powerful two-act show. The first takes place in Long Island in 1926 when Moses is primarily thinking parks and beaches, and others are wondering how poor people will get there. It's a great brutal carving knife through their community, Moses is told. Well, they'll ride by car or they don't arrive, he insists. The second act is 30 years later, when he is fighting for his reputation, not to mention turning the West Village into something that folks like Jane Jacobs, a contrary voice here, though the two never met in real life. She's against it, of course. The play is written by David Hare, a Brit whose shows are as much debates as dialogues, and that's certainly true here. But that man can write dialogue. I don't ask favors, I ask my due. I can't be bullied into feelings I don't have. Moses was despised by many, but he was a visionary. And as he says at the end here, I swim and swim as far as I can, and then I go further. As for other stage happenings, no show closings announced this week, but one officially coming next summer is Back to the Future, the musical version of the film, which has had a successful run in London. I saw it there last month and said at the time that I expect it will be a good family show on Broadway, though I said that about Mrs. Doubtfire, and well, that didn't last long. On another subject, I know I have trouble processing Shakespeare, and if you do, you might check out an online class being taught by the actress and Shakespeare professor, Kate Burton. These lectures happen on Thursday afternoons from 2 to 5 East Coast time. I believe the first has passed, but get thee to the Red Bull Theater site to learn more. And if you'd like to be immersively scared, get thee to the legendary Avalon Theater in Easton, Maryland for a highly creative show called Stage Fright. Yes, for Halloween week. Now, I visited a rehearsal there a few months back, you might recall, in a warehouse where highly creative people of all ages were putting this one together. More than anything, it made me so appreciate local theaters outside the big cities and citizens who just want to entertain in between their real lives. A delightful young man named Casey is the main impetus here. He's also the city engineer in his real life. Another lovely man I spoke with is retiring. He's a retiring financier who has always loved to perform. "Hey, my wife says I'm the most immersive person she knows," he told me. I wish I could spend Halloween in Easton. Alas, I have another packed New York stage week. I think I have 6 shows ahead, Jill, and I'm most excited about Walking Ghosts with Gabriel Byrne.
Well, that sounds, again, I asked last week and I'm going to ask again this week. Compared to London, is it starting to feel more lively? Or is it, is there still reticence? And I'm mostly asking that because I sometimes find that I often find that the actual on the ground activity is quite different from what's reported from our fair press.
Yeah, I think it's active. By the way, as show's closing, The Kite Runner was scheduled to close last week. Meanwhile, I've talked to 2 people who saw it in the last week and said it was excellent. So apparently that one has been extended a bit. Who knows? Maybe that's the point of these notices that we're closing, that all of a sudden they get last minute interest and then you find they extend. I guess that's happened to Kite Runner, though I still imagine it'll be gone in a week. Yeah, I mean, what can I say? A piano lesson was buzzy, 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 and very, very mixed audience. I was thrilled to see. And that's a three-hour show, you know. Things feel active. Whenever I go and get a drink in between shows or something, I always ask people what they're seeing. A lot of the young ones are going to see 6, of course, the young women. MJ, I mean, it's the same, you know, what can I say? In terms of masking, it depends on the theme. Broadway shows do not mandate masking. Independent companies do, like the Manhattan Theater Club. Yes, that was masked. So is there still trepidation? Sure. I mean, I still have a hard time getting people to come with me for some of these shows. It feels like it's back for now.
Well, that's good. And it certainly sounds like if you are off to see 6 shows this week, that there is activity with more to come, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot coming. I'm leaving in early November to go out west for a while. And in November, some of these screen-to-stage productions that I've talked about, Some Like It Hot, Almost Famous, a number of those are opening in November, as well as the Neil Diamond Jukebox Musical. I would say those are the 3 shows to keep an eye on in November. And you got to remember, these shows... Well, those are ones that hope to last. They're musicals, and they should, you know, assuming they're not panned. They should go all the way through a year. You know, we talked last week a little bit about these dramas that are not here for long. Piano Lesson, I mean, they're all limited runs. The question is, on next May, when they're voting for the Tonys, will they remember? But yes, let's assume that these people still have their memories, even though some of us are losing ours.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.